Well, welcome to United Way of Central Ohio's podcast 360. I'm Kermit Whitfield, and I'm here today with Ryan Edwards, who leads our work in neighborhoods. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Kermit. It's great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you today. I want to talk to you a little bit about the importance of United Way's work in neighborhoods. I know it's something we've been doing for many, many years and something we've been dedicated to, but talk a little bit, you know, in very broad terms about why it's so important for United Way and for our community that we're doing the work we are doing in neighborhoods.
Yeah, so just to take a step back to where we've come from, United Way of Central Ohio has been committed to doing work in neighborhoods through what we used to call our home impact area since about 2010. And ultimately what that meant was that we were committed to making grants and safeties and affordable housing and neighborhood safety initiatives. We certainly looked across our investment portfolio beyond those two areas in things like education, workforce development, and other things that are contributing to alleviating poverty. As we move forward in our new model, we wanted to take a deeper look in how United Way can positively impact neighborhoods within Columbus. And so, as you know, we have been kind of revisioning our model over the past couple of years, and really wanted to think about how United Way can bring value add beyond just our grant-making capacity in housing and safety.
Yeah, so you talked a little bit about the new investment model. Yeah. You know, fill us in a little bit about that. Some of the listeners may have heard the podcast that we did earlier, and if you haven't, I encourage you to look it up with Dave Saccone. And we talked in some depth about how United Way has changed its investment approaches. Now, one of those key approaches is in the neighborhood area. And so talk a little bit about the difference between what you just described. You know, basically we were grant making in the past, although I know we had a very strong component of neighborhood resident empowerment, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But the difference between that sort of grant-making role and then the role that we're able to take on moving forward.
Sure. So in our new model, as you mentioned, in our past, we've really been focused on grant-making. But we really wanted to think about how we can really catalyze activity and poverty reduction in place beyond just that role. And so as we redeveloped our new model, we've really broken down our neighborhood partnerships work into three different things: engagement, alignment, and investment. When we talk about engagement work, really what we're talking about is working more authentically and equitably with the people who live in neighborhoods. So in our past world, I think what's common in our sector and in the type of work that we do is we invest in organizations and entities who are ultimately doing the best work. Oftentimes what we forget to do is verify and validate the work that we're investing in is truly going to work for the people who live in communities. And so what we've done in our new model through our engagement work, something that we have a long history of doing through our Neighborhood Partnership Center, is making sure that residents who live in the places that we serve are included in the authorship and the production of the solutions that United Way invests in.
I'm wondering, though, you know, again, kind of those broader ideas of what we're doing in neighborhoods. So we're investing in neighborhoods. We're helping empower residents in neighborhoods. Talk about just so why neighborhoods at all? So, for example, United Way's, you know, very strong in the area of education, very strong in the area of financial stability. There are United Ways across the country that don't necessarily do things in neighborhoods, but that's been a real key part of what we do. You know, why is that? Why is our work in neighborhoods so important, you think, to the core work of reducing poverty?
Yeah, it's a great question. So United Way of Central Ohio as a whole is focused on poverty reduction in this community. And what we know through the research that we've done over the past few years is that there are concentrations of poverty that exist in places in this community. So we have a great idea of where poverty lives in this community, and we believe that we can positively move the needle on poverty by addressing it in place. And so when we did our research over the past couple of years, we were able to identify those hotspot neighborhoods and identify where poverty lives by looking at a number of different indicators.
And then one of the things that came out of that was the fact that we actually selected priority neighborhoods to work in to concentrate our investment. Talk a little bit about that selection process, because I know you were really led that process, and that there were a number of hotspot neighborhoods, and we had the difficult choice of trying to figure out where we were going to have the most effective place to put our investment.
That's a great question. So when we took a look at and did an assessment of the neighborhoods that we were considering for our investment, we took a look at five different neighborhoods in Columbus. We took a look certainly at the poverty indicators that existed within those communities, but we also looked at some of the other factors, champions that existed for the work, anchor partners. We believe that to be successful in the work, we need to be able to leverage partnership activities and to be able to leverage investment from other folks. And so at the end of the assessment, we ended up identifying South Linden and the South Side as the targeted neighborhoods where we want to contribute to the poverty reduction that happens in those places. What we found out in the South Side was that 45% of the families live at or below 150% of poverty. 46% of the families with children are at or below 100% of poverty. Likewise, in South Linden, we found that 41% of folks are at or below 150% of poverty, and 42% of families with children are at or below that 100% level. And so what that means to listeners is that folks who are living in those neighborhoods who have families are living at a very low income level. And so that, coupled with the ability to leverage partner activities and efforts, there are certainly massive efforts that are happening in our community through the City of Columbus, Ohio State University, our friends on the South Side, Nationwide Children's Hospital, and a litany of other service providers who are participating in work in those two neighborhoods. Really contributed to us identifying them as places where we can be successful in the type of work that we want to do.
So talk a little bit about the fact. So we've been working, United Way has been working on the South Side for some time now, and we've seen good results there, and we've been able to pilot things. We've been able to develop partners and the like. And while we have certainly been in South Linden in as much as we are throughout Franklin County, South Linden maybe is a little bit of a newer area of concentration for us. But I know that you've talked about the fact that there are things we can learn from our work on the South Side that we hope to be able to translate to our nascent work in South Linden. Can you talk a little bit about that, the lessons learned on the South Side that we may be able to bring to bear in South Linden?
Work that's been happening in the South Side, but we do believe that with a strong community development corporation partner or a strong community based organizations, we can learn from the work that's happened in the South Side, specifically with an anchor partner and with community development for all people, the work that they've been doing on the South Side. We think that we can draw some of the lessons learned and the models that have been used through that work and bring them to the Linden neighborhood. I'd also mention that there's been significant work in the Reeb Avenue area through the Reeb Avenue Center. There have been champions in our community, the City of Columbus, multiple entities who have lifted up that center. And so we see, ultimately, for those who are unfamiliar with Reeb Avenue, it's essentially a one-stop shop for social services where an individual or a family can who's experiencing a range of issues can go to that one location and work with the various organizations that exist to have the issues that they're confronting in their lives addressed. And so, again, while a Reeb Avenue Center may not be exist in Linden, I think that the spirit of collaboration that has existed in the Reeb Avenue Center is one that we can take that we can point to and say, rather than trying to make isolated impact through individual organizations, we can see the power that collaboration can bring to the type of work that we're trying to solve for. And so part of the work in our neighborhood partnerships work is not just investing in individual organizations, but it's really playing the role to bring people together, to align efforts, to identify those points of shared goals, and then really to identify how each organization can contribute to the solution that we're trying to address. And so to answer your earlier questions, I think there's a lot of progress that's been made in the South Side. There's a lot of collaborative effort that has been going on and is kind of moving forward. So we feel strongly about the progress that's been made on the South Side, and we think that through partnerships with the City of Columbus, Ohio State University, we can bring some of those things to bear in Linden so that we can really jumpstart the infrastructure in that neighborhood.
That's pretty remarkable to go from the number of vacant and abandoned houses that existed on the South Side to going down to almost none now. I think most people would not know that, because housing affordability, obviously, as we see practically every day in the paper or here on the news, is still remains a significant issue for Central Ohio. But that's a real success story that United Way has had at least some part in that. So it sounds like our role, I know one of our roles is to bring people together, just as you were saying, bring entities together, try to figure out a good plan across the board. But a huge part of what you do and what the Neighborhood Partnership Center that you lead has been involved in over the years is resident empowerment. And you touched on that earlier in saying, that one of the lessons that we've learned is that you really need to get neighbors involved, and you really have to help them to lead because this is the place that they're living in, and the place that they have the most at stake about fixing. So I know that United Way has done a lot of work in this area, and I think it would be very interesting for folks to understand some of the very concrete things that we have done when it comes to neighborhood resident empowerment and where we're going with that in the future.
Yeah, it's a great question. I appreciate it. I think that an area of improvement for our sector is moving beyond just grant making, just putting dollars out, and moving more towards a spirit of working with communities. And that's something that United Way is committed to. And so this idea of working more authentically and equitably with the people who live in the communities that we serve is something that we have committed ourselves to moving forward. And we believe at the end of the day, while we certainly need to make investments in housing or education or safety, the investments that we make are going to be better when they are informed by the people who live there. And so you mentioned some work that we've been involved with over time. A few things that we lift up and are proud of are our Neighborhood Leadership Academy. That's a piece of work that's existed through our Neighborhood Partnership Center over the past 6 years. And so the idea there is helping residents who are interested in sort of co-producing and leading whatever it is, whatever they want to in their neighborhoods, whatever change they might want to see or whatever advancement they might want to see for their friends and neighbors in place. We're helping to build capacity at the grassroots leadership level. So that may be things like how to hold an effective meeting, how to work with City Hall, how to advocate for something that you want to see happen in your own neighborhood. And so that's a 8-month program that we've had here at United Way, again, for 6 years. Over the past couple of years, we have been expanding that work into more of a place-based context. So 3 years ago, we were approached by our friends on the South Side and said, what would this look like if we did this in place? And so over that time period, we've been partnering with Community Development for All People again to identify and recruit folks specifically from the South Side to do this, to do a similar thing. So we've seen folks come together, build a community within their cohort of the Leadership Academy. And the thing that I really like about the place-based Leadership Academies is that during the course of that curriculum, they are developing they're developing projects together and implementing those projects. So built into the curriculum of the Leadership Academy is developing those projects and doing them. And so to the point of our commitment to resident engagement and how we believe it impacts our work, we think that when people come together who live in the neighborhood and they're doing things together, they are co-producing and authoring the change that they want to see. We ultimately will use those types of activities and the people who are involved in that work as a guide to how we want to engage in the neighborhood, identification of the issues that are important to folks, and then ultimately leading to an investment by us. One thing that I would note there is that those being informed in that way gives us additional firepower at the table when we're talking to community partners around what's needed in a particular community. We're not just guessing at what neighborhoods need. We know what neighborhoods need because it's being informed by the people who live in them. And so that's something that we're able to bring to the table when we're talking to larger institutions or organizations around how we might want to positively impact the places that we served. We can, that's a value add that United Way brings to the table. So that's an example. Another thing that I would lift up in terms of our authentic and equitable engagement is our Neighborhood Partnership Grants Program. We've been in partnership with Columbus Foundation, the City of Columbus, PNC, a number of other partners over time. To put together a grants pool, which is targeted specifically to grassroots individuals and organizations who, again, want to come together and do something for their neighborhood. And so we've been doing that program over for the past 10 years. We've invested over $2 million. The number of projects is in the hundreds. And so those are things like community gardens, murals, people coming together to be in communion with one another. And the more that we continue to invest in that work, while the projects themselves are particularly impressive and are good for the community, the thinking on our behalf, on our end, is that these projects are ultimately about engagement, bringing people together, building the social fabric that exists within neighborhoods, bringing people out of their houses to build trust with one another, and ultimately rallying together to create a positive impact or a positive change in the place that they live. And so that's another example of sort of engagement as relates to our work. We are also committed through our sort of engagement work to neighborhood training opportunities, putting some bones and infrastructure at the grassroots level, doing some organizing, again, sort of working with people who really want to make change and are trying to figure out how they might be able to plug into that world. United Way believes that we can We can play a civic infrastructure builder and ultimately provide some of the organizational capacity that's needed to be able to move some of the great work that folks in neighborhoods want to do forward.
Great. You know, you talked about for the Neighborhood Leadership Academy. You've got the, you started out with the Neighborhood Leadership Academy, which was across Franklin County, right?
That's right.
And then you have the Southside specific one, right? Now you've developed over all this time quite a network of alumni, and these people are engaged and they want to continue to be engaged. Talk a little bit about the alumni network there.
Yeah, so the alumni network is exciting. We have, like I mentioned, we've been doing the work of the Neighborhood Leadership Academy over the past 6 years. And after the first few years of running the academies, the question was sort of like, what's next? What are people doing with the training that they receive? We certainly were able to keep up with folks. We cross paths with people at the Neighborhood Best Practices Conference. We are certainly in relationship with folks as relates to our partnership grants. But we didn't really have a good way of bringing people back together and sort of helping along with a leadership journey, or just kind of understanding how people are using that to move their communities forward. And so in the past year, folks from our Neighborhood Partnership Center have begun to bring together the Neighborhood Leadership Academy alumni. And for us, it's about how do we bring value to the people who are our graduates, right? So how can we continue to help them along on their leadership journey? How can we bring some resources to bear in the things that they're attempting to do in their neighborhoods? And so we have we're nearing 100 graduates during the 6 year cohort, and we have about 2/3 of the folks who are from our graduating classes re-engaging through our neighborhood leadership alumni group. And so they are plugging into community-wide efforts that United Way knows about. We are plugging back into some of their efforts by engaging through some neighborhood training opportunities. We are working to bring some speakers to the neighborhood leadership alumni group. And so it's really all about just how can we continue to you kind of harness the power of the folks who have come through our leadership academies. How can we help them to push the change that they'd like to push in their own neighborhoods? And how can we kind of stay in communication and relationship with them? And so it's an emerging piece of work. It's relatively new over the past year or so. But ultimately, we would like to be able to you know, plug some of the folks who've been trained through the Leadership Academy into some larger community efforts. And so United Way is certainly at the table with larger institutions and organizations who are trying to affect positive change in this community. Oftentimes what we hear is whose voice is missing from this table. And oftentimes you'll hear that it's the resident voice. We believe that through folks who have been trained in the Leadership Academy, we can raise our hand and say, well, we do have a pool of folks who not only are residents, but also have gone through rather extensive training and have a good understanding of how to engage in the type of work that we're all kind of around the table and trying to solve for. And so, again, just trying to keep people engaged, trying to connect the folks who have been who have graduated from the leadership classes, connected to these larger community-wide issues, and sort of to the point made earlier, just making sure that the voice of community isn't absent from large community decisions that are being made. We think that United Way can be a bridge between institutions and grassroots.
That's a great way to think about it. When you think about United Way's traditional role, I mean, one of the things that we've talked about as a true benefit of United Way is, you know, everybody sits around our table. There's folks coming through our building all the time. There's, you know, business leaders, there's nonprofit leaders, there's residents. But I think that is a great concept, and one that a lot of people probably would not be familiar with when they think of United Way, is to think of United Way as that bridge and that opportunity to provide training to residents to help them be empowered. And then, of course, what else is happening here is, as you pointed out for your community-wide efforts, is you now have 100 folks, right, who now know other neighborhood leaders, right? So if folks on the south side are talking to folks in South Linden and Franklinton and all these other neighborhoods and you know, sharing ideas and trying to figure out what are the best practices for how they can move their neighborhoods forward.
Yeah, it's a good segue for me to sort of highlight the Neighborhood Best Practices Conference. So for the past 8 years, each October, we have come together in partnership with the City of Columbus to bring residents together to do just that, to come together, share the great things that are happening in their neighborhoods, really learn from one another. And so there may be something great that's happening in the Near East Side, the South Side, and there may be folks from Linden or Franklinton, Wineland Park, et cetera, that can come together and say, hey, we'd really like to try that in our neighborhood. And so we've received great feedback from that opportunity. We always have multiple keynote speakers who are relevant to what's happening in our own community and what's happening in neighborhoods beyond our community, so that we can continue to just build a repertoire for things that we think can positively improve place. And so for anybody who's listening, that's just a great opportunity. Anybody who's community-minded, anybody who wants to, step forward and raise their hand in their own community and sort of learn how to lead change or how to maybe kickstart some community-building efforts in your own community. Neighborhood Best Practices Conference in October has been a long-standing tradition, really, over the past 8 years, where people can do just that.
Yeah, how would they access that? So if I'm a neighborhood leader and I'm intrigued by that and I want to go, what do I do?
So you can contact the Neighborhood Partnership Center here at United Way of Central Ohio.
Probably go to leaveunitedcentralohio.org. You know, we can have a connection there to the Neighborhood Best Practices Conference.
And then a link into the Neighborhood Partnership Center, and there will be a link for the Neighborhood Best Practices Conference.
Great. Yep. Great information on the work of the Neighborhood Partnership Center, on kind of the general philosophy of our work in neighborhoods and how we're really becoming a bridge between residents, helping to train residents, really a lot of resident empowerment in that. And you, Ryan, earlier you gave us quite a few details on the work in the South Side, and we talked a little bit about the South Side sort of informing the work in South Linden, which is a little bit newer. I'm wondering if we can change gears a little bit here and talk specifically about South Linden. So the city is very invested in the South Linden neighborhood. Ohio State University is very invested in that. We're very invested in that. And I know that there are some planning going on there, that we're sitting at that table. And there may be some other things that you can share with our audience today about what's going on in South Linden. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited. As you mentioned, the City of Columbus, Mayor Ginther in particular, has called out South Linden as one of his priority neighborhoods. Ohio State University, Battelle, other major organizations have sort of raised their hand and said that they want to be part of the change that happens in Linden. An example from our perspective of some of that work coming together and beginning to be aligned is through the Linden Master Planning effort. City of Columbus and Ohio State came together last year and invited United Way to the table to engage in a partnership with the Neighborhood Design Center to lead a master planning effort in the neighborhood. And so the master planning effort consists of in-depth resident engagement and really taking a look at the planning work that's happened over the years. There's certainly been a lot of activities and effort that have happened in Linden, and so we want to give credit to the work that's happened in the past and really inform the work that's happening moving forward based upon those things that have happened. And so we're excited to be partner in that. Ultimately for us, that's an alignment type of activity. How do we take the services and the great things that are happening there now? How do we rally them around a shared goal and vision? How do we bring partner efforts together and really start to identify how each of our organizations can play a role without duplication and really amplify each other's impact to drive better change and outcome for people who are living in Linden. An example of some partnerships that we've been pursuing as a result of some of the work in South Linden are certainly with community-based partners like St. Stephen's. Really is an organization who's done great work in the Linden area for a number of years. Served families in the neighborhood. How can we really help to amplify the impact an organization like that is having? So we've been in partnership conversations with them and other partners. Another example is working with Columbus City Schools and Ohio State University to better understand how United Way, in partnership with those organizations, might be able to do some work in schools. So folks may be familiar with a community-based schools model or an integrated schools model. How can we, through the social services or human services sector, really help to eliminate some of the barriers that are happening in the outside of school space so that kids who are trying to come to school every day and learn and work on their academics can really focus on that. And so we've been working with some partners in the South Linden neighborhood to see if there might be any partnership opportunity there. And for us, that's part of the benefit of our new model, whereas in the past, we were granting out dollars on a three-year basis. Now we can be a little bit more creative and enter into partnership conversations, again, trying to leverage partner efforts and leverage partner investment to see if there may be a way that we can sort of work more creatively with people to try and drive better outcomes for kids and families in the Linden neighborhood. So those are a few examples of ways that we've been able to engage really in the first part of this year since rolling out our new integrated investment model.
That sounds great. Is there anything else you want to add? I mean, I think we've covered an awful lot of ground here today. Specific things about your work in neighborhoods, things that you would like to highlight that we haven't talked about?
Southside Thrive.
So, Ryan, you talked earlier about really a priority for our neighborhood work is alignment and building civic infrastructure on that. Do you have a concrete example of some way in which we've been able to do that, really partner with other entities and get that going?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. You know, we mentioned before in our sort of past world, we were mostly a grants-making organization. As we moved into our new world, we really talked about how United Way can use our work and our platform to drive really amplify change and drive better outcomes for folks and families and neighborhoods. Certainly, a role that we will play is making grants and investments into services and activities that are improving lives for folks. But we also believe that there are a lot of organizations who are doing great work to positively impact people's lives, but they don't necessarily always know. We don't always necessarily know what each other are doing. And so you mentioned the term alignment. We think that United Way is well positioned and really a role that we're meant to play is really to play that dot connector to sort of identify we have the benefit of looking from a 30,000-foot view and really seeing what different organizations are doing in the neighborhood and bringing people together, really talking about the result that we're trying to achieve, what impact are we trying to have in people's lives, bringing people together in conversation around what goals that we have, what's the vision, and then ultimately sort of identifying what those aligned contributions might look like from individual organizations. An example of that in our Southside work that's really been emerging over the past couple of years is something that's called Southside Thrive Collaborative. This is emerged from a national grant that Mid-Ohio Food Bank received from Feeding America. They invited us in to sit at their leadership table and be part of the agenda setting for what amounts to a collective impact effort. And so for those not familiar with collective impact, ultimately, you know, it's just doing the alignment work, working towards a clear definition of desired results, strong, developing strong cross-sector partnerships. So that's bringing in folks from not only the nonprofit sector, but bringing in folks from public sector, from private sector, really to see how we might work collectively to move things forward in the communities that we serve. Ideal state and something that we're working towards is how can we get aligned in the data, right? So a lot of times there are individual organizations and, from our perspective, funders who are requiring different sets of data. What would it look like if we actually started to align data, create efficiencies in how we are measuring things in place? What impact could that have on our community as a whole? And so through the Southside Thrive collaborative work, we've been working with multiple partners. There are now multiple partners beyond Mid-Ohio Food Bank and United Way. There are the City of Columbus, Celebrate One, Nationwide Children's Hospital, Community Development for All People, Primary One, and a list of other organizations. We also think that it's important and thought that it was important the formation of this group to include Southside residents. And so we have Southside Neighborhood Leadership Academy graduates. We have three folks who are from the neighborhood who sit at the leadership table for the Southside Thrive Collaborative. Ultimately, through the effort, we've identified three areas of focus: housing, health, and income mobility. And there are associated indicators that we are working to improve under each of those areas. And so for United Way, we think that working in this collaborative way is going to take us beyond investing in individual organizations and making isolated impact within the client population that they serve to an environment where we are investing through a collaborative effort that's been informed by multiple actors who are trying to create positive change in the neighborhood. We believe that through this investing in a collective and collaborative way, we're going to be able to drive better impact for the folks who live in neighborhoods. So moving beyond isolated impact and working through a collaborative structure where we can make greater impact. And so an example of that from United Way's perspective is we mentioned that we'll make investments into nonprofit programs or to activities who are creating better outcomes for folks. The way that we would like to act and make our investments is through this, and the Southside is through Southside Thrive. So housing is an important part of that platform. And we want to sort of make our investments into housing and health and income mobility through this collective impact work. So Southside Thrive is a good example, an emerging example of how we think that we can move beyond that role of just grant maker, bring people together, convene, and really create efficiencies in the services being delivered to folks in neighborhoods.
That's really interesting. So you've got greater innovation. It's a smarter way to do things. You've got more people at the table. And you've got residents, not just residents, but residents who have graduated from our Neighborhood Leadership Academy. So they've got some level of training. They've formed some relationships and the like. So it sounds like this is one example of how a lot of the ideas that United Way has been looking at over the past few years is really coming together in one concrete place.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we're hoping. I mean, this is an emerging piece of work, certainly. But Southside Thrive is a good example of how alignment can happen across multiple organizations, how we can try to create efficiencies in data collection, in the funds that are going out, the investments that are being made in neighborhoods, how we can ensure that there's non-duplication of activities, and how we can really all be on the same page across organizations, but also with residents who live in the neighborhoods that we serve to drive better impact for folks in the neighborhood. So, we think so.
All right. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of United Way of Central Ohio's podcast 360. Today, we have been talking with Ryan Edwards, who leads the neighborhoods work at United Way of Central Ohio. Thanks so much for being with us, Ryan.
Yeah, it's been great to be with you, Kermit.
All right. And we will see you next time. Now, remember, for 360, you can find us on the iTunes Store. You can find us on SoundCloud. And be sure to leave a rating because that helps other people find us. Thanks.